Okay, we are ready for perhaps the greatest finals shaping up to be hitting us in a while with the Vegas Golden Knights versus the Washington Capitals. This is gonna be epic for the ages, folks. Now, gonna throw a couple predictions in there just to get the ball rolling. Call them hot takes, whatever you want. Alex Tuck, I think, is gonna make a big difference in this series. He has been a presence in every series, but look to him to bring his big size and skating and poise with the bang into this series. Fleury having a 9 days off. Everybody's making a lot about that. He had 9 days off before facing the Sharks as well. I don't think that's going to matter. And probably just going to make them healthier and they'll have no problems getting rolling again as they did before. It's going to be all coming down to Fleury again, playing outstanding, but he's having too good a time. And I don't think there's any concern about that. I think the Capitals are perhaps the underdogs for real in this one. They've got depth, they've got all that stuff. Do they have the chemistry in the end to compete with the team vibe and bond and chemistry of the Knights? This isn't about talent. Everybody's been talking about the Knights and they can't believe it and nothing explains it and they look at the paper and all that on roster and that they keep forgetting it's not about that. It's about what guys will do to come together in certain circumstances to overcome odds and to play beyond themselves and above themselves. And that's what's happening. So, does Washington have that with Ovi, with Holtby? Who's more likely to cave? Everybody's talking about this being a goaltender series and how Holtby is hot. Well, Fleury's been hot the whole time. Holtby has been inconsistent. So once again, I'm going to say the Knights have the advantage, although it still feels like it's Washington's year. So in the end, this is setting up to be an epic match. Some high-skilled, high-flying teams. It's going to be great. Looking around the NHL at other news, we've got Evander Kane signing for $49 million, basically an average of seven per year in San Jose. I was hoping as a Sharks fan he would sign there and that he would do it for a little less. I don't think he's worth quite that ticket. But they've got him and he's locked in, and hopefully he's going to continue to be a contributor and take him deeper in the playoffs next year. There's been talk about the Sharks being in on the action for Johnny T, which brings us to talk about good old Mr. Lou Lamoriello, sorry, going to the Islanders to set all things right and make peace there with Johnny T and get him to commit to them. I'm not putting a lot of stock in that, although who knows what he can do. I think Tavares is going to test the market. If he's smart, he will. And I still think he should get out of Dodge. If he ends up in San Jose, that would effectively spell the end of Joe Thornton for sure. And perhaps it's time. Sharks, in many ways, played better without Thornton as I watched them moving the puck around. Whereas Thornton likes to get the puck on his stick and hold people off at bay with the threat of his passes, he slows it down. He sets it up. Without him in there, the Sharks are moving the puck quicker and a lot more crisply around. And it looked like a good dynamic, honestly. So I'm not so sure Jumbo needs to come back or should come back. Elsewhere around the league, what do we got going on with the Conn Smythe? Well, in the playoffs, we're still in that. I think that's an obvious one for Fleury, so let's not beat that horse to death. Barry Trotz. He's skating. He's looking good. Everybody says he's leaving Washington this year. I don't think that's the case if they win. He's going to be a fan favorite and a media favorite there. So they're not likely to let him out the door that easily. if everything is coming up roses at the moment. My Buffalo Sabres, my original and all-time favorite team. I'm looking forward to their draft pick. Everybody knows Rasmus Dahlin, and he's going to come and hopefully put some life into that team and bring some of that talent they've got together to do something. Let's go Sabres. They got a huge fan base, passionate fan base, an epic logo and history, and their sweaters are beauty, and they need to get back in the mix. And let's get back to those glory days of Matt Barnaby in 99. My favorite Sabre, by the way. Okay, moving on. We've got predictions. We'll hold off on to the next episode. We'll get into talking about the summer, what else is going to happen likely. Let's wait and see how this playoff series goes, and I'll catch you up game by game. And have fun watching it. Monday night, Memorial Day. It's going to be off the hook. Bye, people.